都需要感恩哈。其实来说，每一天我们都需要感恩。
Actually, it's a thanksgiving for every day. We give thanks to God every day, not only on Sunday, but every day.
我谨代表北美正道浸信会神学院向各位问好。
On behalf of Truth Theological Seminary, all the colleagues, I greeting to all of you, brothers and sisters.
有人问我，洪牧师，你这个礼拜到哪里讲道啊？
Somebody asked me, where did you go this? Where will you go for preaching this week, this Sunday?
我很高兴告诉他们，这个主日就是今天，我到加南美地的一间的教会来讲道，敬拜。
I told my brother and sister I came to the place, the land of Canaan, to preach. That is where we are now here.
他好像听起来不知道在哪里，我就告诉他是在加州南部的一个美好的一个教会来讲道，就是你们了。
So I talk to them, I speak to them that I come into this place. It's a southern of California, very south of California. This place here in El Toro or whatever. Yeah, it's the Jana Medi, the land of Canaan.
感谢主，也谢谢你们的邀请。今天是很特别的日子，因为我知道你们有特别的庆祝。
So I'm really glad that I can be here to preach to you and to share with you the word of God, because I know that there's a special celebration that you are going to have today.
所以今天呢，我就跟你们分享一个特别的一个主题，是在圣经里面的以弗所书第六章从第十节到二十节。
So today I'm going to share with you the sermon title is the full armor of God. This is recorded in the book of Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10 to 18.
穿上神全副的军装，
putting on the full armor of God.
好，当我们开始之前，我们大家一起同低头，我们祷告，求圣灵充满我们，让我们听得进去，让我们有聪明智慧，怎么样应用在我们的生活跟服事的里面。
Let's pray to God that may God's Spirit continue to speak to us and guide us into His truth.
亲爱的巴父神，我们带着一个感恩赞美的心来到你的面前，我们仰望你，我们来敬拜你。
Heavenly Father, we worship you with a heart of thanksgiving, and we praise you and worship you.
神啊，因为你是值得我们敬拜、赞美的独一的真神。
For you are worthy to be glorified and to earn our praises.
谢谢你赐给我们有诗歌赞美你。
Thank you for giving us the praises, hymns, and songs to worship you.
谢谢你赐给我们有祷告的权柄。
Thank you for giving us authority to pray.
让我们可以凡事都可以到主恩座前求。
So that we can come before your throne for grace and mercy.
我们更谢谢你赐给我们你自己宝贵的话语。
Thank you for giving us your precious word.
因为你的话语就是真理，是我们早前的灯，路上的光。
Because your word is your truth, is the lamp of our feet, a part of the light of my path.
当我们默想你的话语的时候，我们求你的圣灵亲自来教导我们，引导我们进入真理。
As we meditate on your word, we just ask your Holy Spirit to give us the enlightenment to guide us into your truth.
让我们带领我们，也赐给我们弟兄姐妹有聪明智慧，知道怎么样学到的真理，应用在我们的服事里面，我们的生活当中。
We also ask for your wisdom and understanding that we can apply the truth that we learn in our practically in our daily life.
求你继续我们同在，悦纳我们的敬拜。
Thank you and be present with us all the time, and we worship you.
因为我们的祷告祈求乃是奉耶稣基督的名求。
All our prayers in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
自从去年三月开始，一直到现在，我们大家都经历这个疫情。
Since March last year until now, we all experienced this pandemic.
算起来都有一年半的时间，我们大家没有在实体来见面，但是在网上我们都有见面了。当然
，It's been 1 year and a half, even though we met online. But this is my first time This is kind of like after during this pandemic, I came and then worship with you in person.
当我想到在过去的一年半的当中，我们都经历到从居家令到口罩。
So from in the past 1.5 years, we experienced the quarantine until the restriction to wear your mask.
从戴口罩进到打针，一针、两针。现在我们需要考虑要不要打第三针。
So from wearing masks now coming to the vaccination.
哦，这个变化实在是太突然了。
So now it's one shot, two shot, and now it's a booster shot. So
这个、
all kind of changing is so dramatic.
这个疫情不但影响全美国，甚至全世界都受影响。
This pandemic not influenced here in the United States, but also internationally, all across the world.
无论我们个人也好，无论我们教会也好，无论我们的福音机构也好，无论是神学院也好，都受到从前没有的冲击跟挑战。
It influenced all areas of life, including our personal life, family life, and even the social life.Our organizational life, including everything that we experience every day.
真的不可思议的。
This is inexplicable.
举个例子来说，
give you an example.
在我们现在的生活里面真的不容易啊，是吗？
It's not easy in our daily life.
什么都贵了。
Everything is expensive.
我们平常在疫情之前，我们很容易彼此来见面聊聊天、啊、大家可以聚一聚，现在在疫情当中好像减小了。
So easy for us to meet together to have a tea, cup of coffee before the pandemic, but this totally changed after the pandemic.
现在我们出去旅游、啊、都需要很大的考量才做那个决定，对吗？
Now we have a further consideration before traveling.
这个是我们在生活当中所遇到的挑战。
These are all challenges we're facing in our daily lives.
但是在我们的属灵生命里面也有不同的挑战。
So same thing applies to our spiritual life.
举个例子来说，因为疫情的缘故，我们从前没有多用这个网上的见面也好，开会也好，聚集也好，从来都没有的。现在我们也需要学习，还有用那个网上的见面开会的时间多了。
So before the pandemic, we seldom use online meeting, a meeting online, or nowadays we kind of changing to a new types of meeting. We have more times, frequent time to meet online. More options provided to us.
正因为这样的缘故，撒旦也利用这些的情况、这些的环境来攻击信徒，影响弟兄姐妹。
So Satan also used this opportunity to influence, to attack Christian believer.
影响我们，我们该要看的我们不看，该要做的我们不做。
We don't do what we're supposed to do. We don't say what we're supposed to say.
影响我们的价值观跟我们的优先次序。
Influence our life value as well as our order of our life.
当我们受影响的时候，整个教会也受影响。
When we get affected, the church also get affected.
坦白来说，我们做基督徒每一天，我们都有面临到属灵的征战。
So we as a Christian believer, we always encounter this spiritual warfare.
感谢主，他知道我们的需要，所以特别在以弗所书，透过圣灵的感动，保罗来在以弗所书第六章10-20节这段的经文，带给你跟我的提醒跟鼓励。
So thanks to God, God gave us a precious word to the book of Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10 to 20 talking about this spiritual warfare.
这段的经文是向全教会来说的。
This passage actually is talking to the whole church.
当然全教会也包括我们众弟兄姐妹啦。
It's including all of us here, brother and sister.
神的话语是很宝贵，让我们先用中文念一遍，然后我们再请英文的弟兄姐妹念一遍。
Let's read in Chinese first and then English.
本来是好，那我们就不需要站起来。本来我一般都希望你们站起来的，但是有一些不方便的，你就坐下来好吗？来念都可以哈。
If you are willing, you can stand on your feet and then we'll read the verse together.
Please all stand and read.
If you're not, if you are, difficult to stand on your feet, you can sit and then read the verse together.
好，我们先用中文，然后我们再念英文哈。我还有末了的话，你们要靠主依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人，要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。因为我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖且幽暗世界的，以致天空属灵气的恶魔征战。所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。所以要站立，用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜，又用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。此外又拿着信德当作藤牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭，并戴上救恩的头盔。拿着信德火箭就是神的道。十八节，靠着圣灵随时多种祷告祈求，并要在此卷信不倦，为众圣徒祈求，也为我祈求，使我得着口才，能以放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘，并使我照着当尽的本分放胆。感谢主，各位请坐。我们请念英文的弟兄姐妹，我们一同来念哈。只要你会念英文的，我们也可以一同来念哈。一二三，请。
Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against the flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God, so that you will be able to resist on the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand firm, therefore, having belt your waist with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having strapped on your feet the preparation of the gospel of peace. In addition to all, taking up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Wherever we pray and request, pray at all time in the Spirit, and with this in view, be alert with all perseverance and every request for all the saints, and pray in my behalf, that speech may be given to me in the opening of my mouth, to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in proclaiming it, I may speak boldly as I ought to speak.
Amen. 这段的经文是以弗所书的，可以说是总结了。
This is a conclusion of the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书不像其他的书信。
The book of Ephesians is not like other epistles.
因为没有个人的问候。
Because this book is without a greeting.
这封书信呢是 写给以弗所的教会。
This book is dedicated to the believer in the church of Ephesians.
也有可能写给当时其他的众教会一封的信。
It also to all the believers in that times.
从内容方面呢，可以大致分成两部分。
This book can be divided into two sections.
第一部分呢，是从第一章到第三章。
The first section is from chapter 1 to chapter 3.
告诉教会基督徒如何能够成为在基督里的人。
The first section talking about how we as a Christian be a Christian, how we can be the Christian in Christ.
第二部分是从第四章一直到第六章。
The second part is from chapter 4 to 6.
就告诉教会的弟兄姐妹们在基督里的人应该做什么。
So what kind of man, what should you do as a man in Christ?
直接来说，第一章到第三章就是说明原则，第四章到第六章讲到实践 practice。
So the first part is talking about the truthAnd the second part is about how we practice. It's about the practices.
以弗所书第六章从第十到二十节，就是告诉我们教会的基督徒信徒，我们在实际的生活里面，我们应该怎么样来做。
So chapter 6, verse 10 to 20, telling us how we as a church believer.Practice this spiritual truth in our daily life.
我们知道我们每一个信徒在我们的生活里面，我们多多少少都一定遇到有一些的困难，还有撒旦的攻击的。
Definitely in our daily life as a Christian, we encounter challenges as well as a spiritual attack from Satan.
但是我们感谢神，因为我们是信主的，只要我们愿意接受主耶稣的话。
But thanks to God, we as a Christian, we know that we already accept Jesus Christ.
你跟我都一样是神所呼召，是被神所拣选的。
We all chosen by God, called by God.
成为神的儿女。
Called by God to be children of God.
就因为这样呢，我们就要活出神儿女，或者是说神子民应该有的盼望，还有力量的信徒的生命。
So this kind of life, hope, and that we as a Christian believer should live out in our daily life.
刚才我们所念的经文里面，从第六章第十节一开始，就说末了的话，就是一个整风。以弗所书的一个总结。
So the verse we just read just now, it ends with, it starts with finally. It means that this is the conclusion of this book.
是对教会来说的。
Speaking to the church.
我们可以从第五章十五节，我们看到那个经文，在那个 PowerPoint 里面你可以看到哈，第五章十五节。
So chapter 5:15 said,
你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人。这里所说你们
，Here is that you, so then be careful how you walk, not as unwise people.
然后在二十一节，又当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
And verse 21 says, subject yourself to one another in the fear of Christ.
然后我们再看第六章十二节，我们可以看到，我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是等等等等。这里说我们。
So now in the verse 12, it's talking about our struggle, who we struggle with.
然后在总结里面就说，说我。还有末了的话，你们要靠主依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人。你们是对整个教会 教会的弟兄姐妹一起来说的。
So finally, Paul addressed to you. This represents the whole congregation of the church believer, the church people. He said, finally, be strong in the Lord and his mighty power.
所以在这里我们可以看到保罗是向教会来说啊。
So we know here that this episode, this message actually is addressed to the whole church.
是对你对我来说的，因为我们是教会里面的一份子了。
Including you and me, because we are part of the church.
教会的定义就是神所呼召的一群人了嘛。
God's people actually is a group of people called by God.
只要我们想穿上神全副的军装，我们首先必须要站稳。
In order to put on the full armor of God, first of all, we need to stand firm.
站稳是很重要的。
Standing firm is very critical.
我记得我1976年，我移民来到美国。
I still remember I migrated to the United States in 1976.
那个时候，我爸爸、我妈妈、我还有我的妹妹，都在美国了。
At that time, my parents as well as my sister,They were already in the state.
我们就考量到第一件事是什么呢？大家都有这个经验，先要找一个地方，找一个家，成为我们的一个大本营。
So at that time, all of us here, we want to find a place, a family of home that is the kind of central of our all family members.
因为将来陆陆续续都有人，我的弟兄姐妹都会来的。
Because later on, one after another, brother and sister and my family related, they will come along.
当我们有这个家的时候，我们才可以继续向往后的日子来发展。
Only if we have home or family, later on we have more and more to come.
但我知道贵教会，你的这里的会址那个抵押的贷款已经结束了，这个美好的地方是属于你们的了，感谢主啊。
Oh yeah, the mortgage is already clear. So this place belongs to you. We are the owner of this place.
这个是你们属灵的家。
This is your spiritual home.
当你们有属灵的家的时候，你们可以就发展啊。
Once you have the spiritual home, you can expand.
这个是神所赐给你们的恩典。
This is a grace given by God.
是值得庆祝的，值得感恩的。
This is worthy to be celebrated.
当我们站稳了，我们才可以继续发展。
As we stand firm, then we can expand.
我们怎么样来发展呢？
How we develop and expand.
当然我会继续解释，我们要穿上神全副的军装。
So I continue to explain to you, that is how we...Put on this full armor of God.
当我们在这里有属灵的家，成为一个教会的时候
，As we have this spiritual home, we become a church.
我们必须要了解教会主要的目的是什么。
We should realize what is the purpose of having church here.
教会的目的，让我们大家属于神的子民，我们大家一起来敬拜他，赞美他，仰望他。
The purpose of this church is to have all people of God, church brother and sister, believer, all congregate together and worship. That is the purpose.
还有一个很重要的，其中一个很重要的目的，希望透过这个家，透过这个教会，来训练更多神国的精兵，出去传福音，做神要我们做的事工。
So another purpose of church is to train us, to develop us, in order we can be the gospel preacher and be sent out to preach the gospel to the people outside.
你们站稳了，现在开始了，发展了。
So you stand firm, you expand, you develop, you're ready.
我们怎么样来站稳呢？
So how we can stand firm?
首先我们必须要从经文里面，我们要知道一件事情。
From the verse, we need to know one thing.
我们不是靠人的力量，我们要依靠神的大能大力。
We do not rely on the man's power, but the strength of God and the power of God.
我们怎么样可以与依靠神的大能大力？我们怎么样与他建立一个好的关系？我们必须要信徒与主联合。
So how we can rely on Him? How can we stand firm? One thing is to have a bonding and relationship, intimate relationship with Him.
所以在以弗所书第二章二十一节里面告诉我们，各方靠他联络的合适，站站成为主的圣殿。
That's why in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 21, here it said, In him the whole building is joined together and rises to become the holy temple in the Lord.
第二点，我们需要与神建立一个美好的关系。
The second point here is to build an intimate relationship with God.
教会需要站立的稳，必须要读经。弟兄姐妹必须要有读经祷告，这个很重要的，敬拜是很重要的。
So reading the Bible and praying are two important things as a Christian believer. Fear of God.
最近我看到有一个报道，在2020年9月，有一个研究的机构专门研究基督教的一些的事情，他就有一个的报道。
This is a report date September 2020. Here is a report.
那个机构是 Barnes Group 啊，大家可能都听过哈，是很有名的。他们研究的结果是什么呢
？They have the research or survey. The survey name is Barna. What the survey tell us?
他说，因为这个疫情的缘故，有三分之一的在网上的人来敬拜呢，三分之一从今以后就不会再回到他们所属的教会来聚集。
This report speak to us that one third of those worship online chose not to come back to in-person worship.
有五分之一因为疫情的缘故受影响的，五分之一的美国的教会将会关门。
So because of the pandemic, one fifth of churches here in the state closed down.
教会需要站立得稳啊，站稳。
Church need to stand firm.
我们不要因为这些的研究影响我们。
Don't be influenced by the result of this survey or report.
我们不要看我们所看见的影响我们。
Don't focus on what we can see and influence us.
从前我们很多人现在好像少了一些的人，不要看我们所看见的。
Don't look at what we have, just like we focus on the how many people in the church in before and after.
他们不能来，可能有其他的因素。
There are several reasons they cannot come.
可能是他们不方便，可能他们身体有其他的因素等等。
Maybe
我们不要看我们所看见的。
Maybe they are inconvenient. Maybe there are some other reasons they are sick or they are in diseases, so they cannot come. So we need to look in different perspective.
尽我们的力能够来实体敬拜，尽我们的力就来实体敬拜神。
Try the best we could to attend the in-person worship.
继续读经、祷告、敬拜，我们继续站立的稳。
Continue to read the Bible, to pray and to worship, and stand firm in the Lord.
尽我们的所能去服事。
Try the best we could to serve.
在呈现 Orange County 有一间的教会是。神很重用的。
There's a church in Orange County really used by God.
他们在这个疫情当中反而把他们的事工扩展了。
This church expanded as a result of this pandemic.
他仍然在网上有敬拜，也有实体的敬拜。
They have a hybrid worship, both in person and online worship.
弟兄姐妹还是尽他们的力量。奉献
brother and sister tried the best they could to contribute, to donate, and to tithe.
不单是为教会的需要来奉献,
not
更,
only for the need of the church,
更鼓励他们为有一些有需要的福音机构来奉献,
they also contribute much to many non-profit organizations, gospel organizations.
也鼓励他们可以的话, 能够帮助那些有需要的肢体或者是他们所认识的朋友邻居等等。
They're still able to help those in need, their friends and neighbors.
疫情有没有影响? 有。
Is there any effect or influence by means of this pandemic? Yes.
但是神透过他们站立得稳, 反而给他们大大的祝福。
But God really bestowed His blessing to them, and they stand firm and rely on the strength of the Lord.
求神帮助我们。
Let God help us.
神赐给我们这里美好的地方。
God gave us this beautiful place.
赐给我们这个美好的家。
Give us this beautiful home.
赐给我们美好的弟兄姐妹大家聚在一起。
Give us this such a precious brother and sister, and we gather together.
成立这个属灵的家。
And establish this spiritual home.
我们必须要站立得稳。
This is necessity that we have to, we need to stand firm.
我们现在需要发展了。
Now is the time to expand.
我们需要为神工作。
Now is time to work for God.
但是不可以忘记, 在我们越努力向神工作的时候呢, 撒旦也在做工作的。
But remember one thing, be watchful as we work for God. Satan also trying to attack.
他的目的希望把我们对神的信心、爱心、忠心拉开, 不要让我们将来去服侍神。 这个是鬼魔撒旦的诡计。
This is a Satan scheme that is trying to attack us, to steal from us the faith, the hope, and the strength, and the loyalty that we have to the Lord. That is a Satan scheme.
感谢主神给我们一个秘诀。
But thanks to the Lord that God gave us a secret.
在以弗所书第六章十到二十节告诉我们教会要穿上全副神的军装作为一个兵器作为我们一个保护作为我们对抗撒旦鬼魔的诡计。
So that secret actually recorded in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10 to 20. That secret helped us how we put armor of God be the spiritual weapon to fight against the Satan's schemes.
我相信大家都很容易明白,军装就是来作战的。
I'm sure everybody understand here. The use of the full the armor of God, the armor is to fight.
军装是战士必须要的用品。
Armor is something that fighters need, soldiers need.
但是我们念这一段的经文的时候, 你会发现, 我们所穿上的军装跟别的国家里面的军装是不一样的。
But the armor that we wear here in this passage is different from the armor that most of the soldiers wear in the nations, in the country.
因为这里明明的对我们说, 我们要穿上神的军装。
The difference here is this armor is the armor of God.
不是别的军装, 是属于神的, 有神的属籍在里面的军装。
This is component of God in this armor. There's no other armor, but it's an armor of God with the component of God.
我再给你们多一点的, 了解原文哈, 在这里呢, 告诉我们, 这个, 我们说对教会来说是种树, 刚才我已经说, 解释了。
种树?
就是approval。
Oh, okay. So this is approval to the church.
但是呢, 原文那个军装是 singular, 是单数的。
plural. Okay. The original language of this verse, armor, actually is singular, not plural.
那我们就会有一个问题出来，诶，假如是对众多的来说的话，军装好像只有单数，这个怎么来解释呢？
So actually, we have a brother and sister with many in the church. How we can describe this armor, the word in singular? How we can use how this word can be singular, and this is addressed to many people.
How to explain? 你怎么来解释？
How we can explain it?
我们看看以弗所书里面所重视的就是教会。
So here what the Book of Ephesians emphasis is the church.
教会是基督的身体。
So the church is the body of Christ.
那我们就明白是什么意思了。
Now we can understand what it means.
我们穿上神全副的军装，我们必须要有属于神的素质。
So as we wear the full armor of God, we need to belong. We have to have the identity belonging to God.
什么是神的？应该有神的素质呢？我们看看一个照片啊。
So now it's talking about the character.Of God, how we can have this character of God?
那这里很清楚了哈，一共啊有不同的服装哈，然后呢，旁边中文的方面呢，或是英文呢也有解释哈，这些的有六项的啊，真理啊、公义啊、信啊、福音啊、信心、救恩啊、神的道啊，都很清楚说明出来了。
So here you can see two pictures in Chinese, and then you can see six pieces of this full armor of God.
保罗就是用这些做一个比喻来告诉我们有属于神的数级的军装。
Paul uses this character to explain to us the character of God.
军装是用来保护来对付攻击我们的敌人。
Armor is used to fight at those who attack us.
也提醒我们，我们真正的敌人不是我们所看到的弟兄姐妹或是朋友其他的人，不是真正的敌人，是我们看不见的撒旦跟恶魔。
The true enemy that we fight is not those we can see through our eyes, our friends and neighbors, brother and sister. The true enemy that we encounter is unseen world.
在刚才我们看到那个图片的时候，我们看到那个军装呢，包括有护心镜啊、束腰的带子啊、走路的鞋子啊、藤牌啊、头盔啊、宝剑啊，这全部都是兵器。
So all these are the weapons. You will see the breastplate, helmet, the sword and the shoe, as well as the sword.
但是能够真正能够抵挡我们看不见这个恶魔跟撒旦呢，我们必须要有属灵的这个素质在里面。
Actually, that is a spiritual reality. The spiritual reality is the one that we need to fight against these unseen forces.
因为能力是属于主的。
Because the power strength is coming from the Lord.
军装也是神所赐给我们的，神的军装。
The form of God also is given by God.
神既然赐给我们教会有这些的装备，我们就要穿上。
Since God already given us this full armor of God, now is our responsibility to take it on, to put on this armor.
这里说真理是什么？
Here you say what is the truth?
真理，我们征战不是靠我们的蛮力哈 ，Bruno,
it's not using our human strength, but the truth to fight.
是要靠我们生命的品格。
It's through the character of our life character to fight.
就好像以赛亚书十一章第五节所说的一个象征式的一个的让我们明白的一个的衣服。
Just like the, in the book of Isaiah said, how we can just use a simple symbol to explain how we can fight.
另外呢是讲到公义啊。
The other one is talking about righteousness.
再一次提到战士的品格是他防卫的武器。
That is the protection to fight.
因为讲到福音。
When talking about gospel,
这是告诉我们教会我们弟兄姐妹我们行事为人我们以福音作为我们的原则作为我们的宗旨。
The measurement, the principle of our life is the gospel. And gospel is the basic principle that measures how we can live out.
让我们呢去实行福音所说的。
We live out what the gospel say.
让别人不信的人看到我们的教会能够有福音的果子出来。
So people from outside can see the fruit out of this gospel.
然后也讲到信心。
And then we talked about faith.
教会必须要有信心，特别我们作为教会的 leaders， 我们需要整个带领整个教会弟兄姐妹，我们有信心的时候，我们才可以影响这个社区，
church,
影响其他的人。
The church needs faith, especially the leaders of the church, in order to influence the people or neighbor around this community.
还有救恩跟神的道也是非常重要的。
God's truth and salvation also important.
教会能够站稳，能够创上神所赐的全副的军装，必须要有神的道。神怎么说，圣经怎么说，我们就怎么样行。
So the church also need to know the truth, and that truth need to be the church need to know the truth, and the truth tell us how we can practice, how we act out.
所以这些都是神所赐的全副的军装，我们应该有的属灵的素质。
So this is all the spiritual character that we have through this, through wearing this full armor of God.
别人不信的人，外面的人怎么样看我们的教会呢？
How can people outside see the church, our church?
特别我们在这个社区里面特别在这个疫情里面。好多人都看不同那个教会不同的反应。
So people always look at the church during this pandemic, how the church responds.
那我们既然被人看为信教的人，我们应该有信教的人的一个的素质在里面，对吗？
If we as a believer, new person, so we have to have this new spiritual character.For other people to see.
感谢主，在以弗所书第四章二十二到二十四节告诉我们。
So Ephesians chapter 4:22-24, here it said,
好不好？我们中文、英文，我们一起来念哈。大家没关系，你方便用哪一种言语来念都可以啊。我们一起来念神的话语哈。就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因
信
的迷惑，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人。这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的人民。好，这里大家都看到，我们。是穿上圣人，这圣人信人是照着神的形象。那这里所说的神的形象， 不是创世纪第一章二十六节所说的神创造按照他的形象做人，这个不是这个意思。
So here we need to put on the new self, which is in the likeness of God. Talking about the likeness of God here in this passage is not referring to Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, when Adam is created in the likeness of God. This is not that referring to that verse.
这里所说的神的形象是指神的属性。
Here, the likeness of God referring to the character of God.
我们可以看看在彼得后书第一章第四节里面，我念给你们听好了请弟兄呢就念英文彼得后书第一章第四节，因此他以将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。
Verse 4 He said, into an inheritance, and they can never perish, spoil or fade, kept in heaven for you.
所以呢，这里呢告诉我们，我们与一个恶魔与撒旦征战的时候呢，我们必须要那个军装里面所说的六种，起码六种的属灵的素质才可以。
So we have to have that six pieces, that six character attributes of God, in order to fight against the evil forces.
我们需要有真理，有神的话。
We need the truth. We need God's word.
我们需要有信心。
We need faith.
我们需要传福音。
We need to preach the gospel.
这样我们才可以抵挡恶魔的攻击。
In order that we can fight against these evil forces, Satan.
因为我们教会的弟兄姐妹都是新造的人
Because we are all new persons, new self.
我们既然是新造的人，是新人，我们应该有新人的属于神的属性。
Since we are the new self, that we need to have a new character, new attribute of God.
有真理的仁义，还有圣洁。
He said that we have this righteousness and justice and the holiness of God.
外面的人看我们教会，到底是不是新造的人，是真的还是假的了？
So people of our eye will see whether the believer of God is true or not.
所以我们必须要谨慎，需要小心。
So we need to be alert and watchful.
当教会遇到有困难的时候，
when church encounter the problems,
我们教会怎么来回应？
How we respond?
这个疫情的情况不明朗，我们教会怎么样来回应？是不是停顿了一些的事情事工？
When this pandemic is so unclear in the future, how we choose response? Are we going to stop some of the ministry or we continue on?
现在在美国有很多的议题，甚至在台湾也好，在其他国家也好，很多社会的议题，外面的人看教会怎么样来回应。
There are so many social issues nowadays during the pandemic, not only in the state but also in different countries.People from outside keep looking how the church respond to all these changing situations.
我们感谢主，神给我们有圣经，有神的话语，我们可以用这个作为我们的标准。
So thanks God, God gave us this word, this Bible, and this word is our principle, how we can live.
当美国有选举的时候，我们还是按照我们做公民的权利，我们责任，我们去投票，但是要按照圣经的教导，圣经的真理去投票。
So when there's a presidential elections, how are we going to vote? Whose presidents? We use this word based on the word of God. We vote.
当我们遇到有一些争议性的一些的问题，有一些的个案的时候。
As we encounter some controversial issues,
看起来好像是，也看起来也好是不是。
In some gray area, either wrong or right, bad or good, gray areas.
在我们教会里面，我们需要把我们属灵的圈子扩大一点。
We need to expand our spiritual eyesight.
不要把自己属灵的圈子困在里面。
Our spiritual and spiritual round, we don't really restrict it, our spiritual round.
因为神的国度是很宽广的。
God's kingdom is vast.
别人的看法我们要尊重。
We have to respect other people's opinions.
当我们彼此顺服、彼此尊重的时候，教会就会合一。
If we respect each other, and there is a unity in the church,
我们就能够教会站立得稳啊。
And we can stand firm.
我们就能够合一啦。
And we can be united.
我们就可以发展啦。
And we can expand.
我们就可以抵挡撒旦恶魔的攻击啦。
And we can fight against the evil scheme of evil forces.
感谢赞美主。
Thanks God and praise to God.
在最后的几节里面，十八到二十节里面，告诉我们合一是很重要。当我们有合一的时候，我们属灵的征战一定会胜利的。
There's several parts of this passage talking about how important is it to be united, how we can win the spiritual warfare in unity.
在这里告诉我们有两个很重要的事情。
There are two important aspects.
从上节的经文告诉我们，祷告很重要。
Here, the first thing is about prayer.
传福音很重要。
And then preaching the gospel, second thing.
作为领袖的，要为弟兄姐妹来祷告。
Being a spiritual leader, we have to pray for the brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹也要为教会的 leaders 来祷告。
And then brother and sister also has responsibility to pray for the leaders.
从这三节的经文里面，你可以看到保罗已经给我们一个很好的榜样了。
So here in this verse, three verses here,Paul actually exemplified, gave us a very good example.
我就用一个很实际的一个的见证一个例子告诉你们，跟你们分享。
I give you one testimony, the real one.
大家都听过，可能也去过那个马鞍峰教会 ，Rick Warren 的 Saddleback Valley Community Church.
Many of us know this church, Saddleback Church.Community Valley Church.
在长话短说了哈，就是他们教会初初开始的时候只有两百多人的。
In the very very beginning, when they found the church, they only have 200 members.
有一次 Rick Warren 牧师请所有的弟兄姐妹聚集一起。就把他心里面的话跟他们分享。
This one time, Rick Warren, this pastor, gathered all the brothers and sisters together and shared to them something out of his own personal heart. It's heart sharing.
各位弟兄姐妹，单靠教会的牧师，单靠教会的 leaders 来带领教会，我们的发展是很有限度的。
There's a limitation if we rely on the spiritual leaders to expand the church.
除非我们弟兄姐妹一起来
，unless all the brothers and sisters we work together，
按照神所赐给你们的恩赐
，according to the spiritual gift God gave us，
我们一同来服侍
，and we work together and we serve together，
神就会赐福给我们的
，and God will bless us，
我们教会就有发展啦
，and then the church will expand，
圣灵有感动的工作
，there's a moving of the spirit among them。
弟兄姐妹听到很受感动。
And when Pastor Rick Warren shared about all this, brother and sister was so, brother and sister was touched.
今天 Celebrate Community Church Valley 这个教会已经有一万多人了。
So this Celebrate Community Valley Church now already have 10,000 members.
只要弟兄姐妹同心合力，只要弟兄姐妹合一，尽他们神所赐给他们的恩赐，一同来服侍，一同穿上神所赐的军装，在合一，在神带领之下，教会一定得救的人数，神会加增 给教会的。
So when all the brothers and sisters will work together in unity, God will aid His people, add His people, save people to the church.
所以在这一段的经文里面，我做一个总结。
Now it's a conclusion from this passage.
这段的经文是向教会来说，教会是向我们每一位弟兄姐妹来说的。
This passage is talking to us, brothers and sisters, everybody else here.Of the church.
我们必须要站稳，特别在这个疫情的情况之下。
We have to stand firm during this pandemic as a church.
不要看我们所看见的。
Don't focus on things that can be seen.
我们必须要依靠神的大能大力。
Depends and relies on the strength, the great strength of the Lord.
继续持守我们的信心。
Continue and persist in persistence and in perseverance the faith that we have in Him.
遵行神的话语。
Obey His word.
尽我们的力去传福音。
Try the best we could to preach the gospel.
这样的话，神一定赐福给南城县华人教会。
As we do this, God will bless.南城县华人浸信会，
南城县华人浸信会，亲爱的，求神帮助我们。
May God help us。
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray。
亲爱的父神，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praise you。
谢谢你赐给我们你自己宝贵的话语。
Thank you for giving us such a precious words。
求圣灵继续工作。
I ask that your Holy Spirit continue to work.
继续感动我们的弟兄姐妹，无论在这里或者在荧光幕、在网上的弟兄姐妹们。
May your Spirit continue to move us and guide us, not only here but also those brothers and sisters online.
我们特别为这个教会，你赐给他们有这个美好的会址，我们献上感谢。
Especially give thanks.That you give this church, this beautiful place, as your sanctuary, place to worship.
也可以说是他们在发展未来的时候的一个开始。
We know that, and this is the beginning of our expansion, development of the future.
帮助我们众弟兄姐妹们能够有愿意的心，穿上神所赐的全副的军装。
May God help us to have that heart of willingness to put on this full armor of God.
持守正道，一直等到主你再来。
Persevere in the truth until you come again.
让一切荣耀归给你。
You deserve all the glory and praises.
感谢赞美主。
Praise and thanks to God.
我们这样的祷告祈求乃是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢弟兄帮我翻译啊。
Oh, thank you, brother, for translating for me.
弟兄姐妹起立，让我们用主祷文来祷告。Let's arise and recite the Lord's Prayer. 我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。阿们。请坐 ，Please be seated.